Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we want to return to that very sad news just reaching us this morning, that the death of the Cervical Check campaigner Vicky Phelan has occurred. Alan Kelly is Labour Party TD for Tipperary. And Alan, I know Vicky was a close friend of yours. What would you like to say about Vicky this morning?
It's devastating. She was the most incredible human being probably I've ever met. She, my condolences to Jim, Dara, Amelia, all the Phelan and Kelly families and her wide range of friends, and thinking particularly now of Lorraine Walsh, Stephen Teep, John Wall.
It's a very difficult morning, but the one thing that, because I've met Vicky a number of times, Alan, as you know myself, and despite everything that she was facing and all of the campaigning that she was trying to do, she was a great person to be with. She was full of fun, full of life, and the one ambition she had for herself was to live that life and what she had left of it to the full, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose what's really shocking today is Vicky always fought back, and she was so resilient, the most resilient person I've ever met. And I suppose in your hearts of hearts, you knew this day would come, but it's still a shock because she always rebounded.
Yeah.
And so many times I was with her just 7 or 8 days ago, and I was inside with her in Limerick, and I was with her for an hour, and you know, we still had the cracks, we still had the laughs, we talked about everything. And you know, she, her maiden name is Kelly, and as I was leaving, because she was getting some treatment, I had to leave, and I just turned to her and I said, the Kellys will always be together, and I put my thumb up to her, and she smiled and put thumb up to me as well. So that was the last thing I saw of Vicky. But she had a great, she had some strength, she was amazing in how, people will never know the amount of time she gave to so many people that came looking for her help. I know about it because I worked with her. I know I'm a TD and all of that, but yeah, she was a friend more than, you know, it was, our relationship was friendship based. And she came to the PAC that time, that famous time when she did the interview, where was in front of the with Stephen Teeth. And actually after it, I had to take her over to meet a minister, Simon Harris, at the time, and she actually didn't know how to get there. So I brought her over, and afterwards I said I'd wait and bring her out as well, because they didn't know how to get around the government buildings and Minister House. And we were walking across the road on Marion Square side, getting a taxi, we held on a taxi, and it was an involuntary thing, but it was one of the best moments of my life. She hugged me, and she said, "Won't you always do your best for us, Alan?" And that was...
Yeah, it's a very tough day, Alan. I know you had a very close friendship with Vicky, so our sympathies to you as well. It's Alan Kelly, Labour Party TD there on the sad news today that the Cervical Check campaigner Vicky Phelan has died at the age of 48. Kian O'Carroll is a solicitor who represented Vicky in her High Court case, which was settled in 2018. And Kian is on the line now. Kian, I'm very sorry for your loss this morning, because I know you very much count Vicky Phelan as a friend. But her bravery throughout that period, as the Taoiseach mentioned before the break, was remarkable. I mean, it caught the attention of the entire country and beyond, and we know what led on from then. That and her campaigning, as Alan Kelly told us, from there on, she never stopped.
No. She never stopped, and it came from that sense that truth and honesty were the most important thing. She explained so many times how she found the evidence in her own records that there had been this discovery that there was a mistake made in her care, that her smear test had been misreported, and then that had been kept from her. The misreporting was the big issue. But she took it upon herself. She didn't accept attempts to gag her. She was determined determined that she was going to fight her case in court if they weren't going to deal with her reasonably, and that nobody was going to hush her up on this because she knew other people were affected. And that then led on to one campaign after another, after her own case, to ensure that other people found out the truth about what had happened to them, and then that they had access to important drugs that she had to fight for access to, and then that they had a care package put together which was going to support them and their families through effectively negligently inflicted cancers and injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And she fought for all that while she was fighting for her own life, to extend her life so that she could give the love and support to her family and receive their love and support in return. And that's why I think people warmed to her. People had a sense that she was sincere and she was honest, she was brave, and truth and honesty were so important to her.
Keane, I'm thinking back to that day in 2018 when she came out in front of the court and made the statement that she did. I'm wondering, did you know in that moment as you were going through that case with her that you were dealing with someone special?
I did know I was dealing with somebody special. You know, Alan was just telling a story there about I was on the street with him when that occurred on Merrion Street that day he mentioned with the Public Accounts Committee. The first day I met Vicky Phelan here in the room I'm speaking to you from now, and it ended with a hug. And that doesn't normally happen. So she made connections with people. She radiated a warmth, a sense of humour that you were talking about, that she was great crack. She was brilliant company to be in, the best company to be in. And no matter how sick she was, and even when I first met her back in January of 2018, a few months before that famous speech, that famous address she gave from the steps of the High Court.
Yes.
Even then, when she was so sick, she was still brilliant crack, because she just wouldn't. It was in her. It came out naturally, and obviously her family, you know, Jim and Amelia and Dara, and her parents and her all of her family. Today is obviously about their loss, but the whole country has lost one of the most inspirational leaders that we have seen in a very, very long time. And she was inspirational because she spoke the truth and she led with sincerity.
And Alan Kelly, I know you're still on the line there listening to Keane. I mean, you wonder, and I often wondered this myself when I was speaking to Vicky over the years on various programmes, how did she keep going with the work that she was doing when she was going through so much in her own life?
She kept going because she had incredible energy. I was often, when we were going through various different pieces of work, for instance, during the work with Dr. Gabriel Scally, I could be WhatsApping her at 2 o'clock in the morning and she'd be WhatsApping me back. She had huge energy for ensuring that all her work and everything, it changed Ireland. And I think a word that I would use with Vicky is empowerment. I think she's empowered people across the country to think differently about their health, to take more control, to ask questions. And I think that will be her lasting legacy. And I remember, Claire, and thanks in fairness to yourself, I remember when I fought to try and get Pembro for, you know, all other women in Ireland who needed it.
Yeah.
And you put Vicky, myself and Anya Morgan on your show. And like, that was something we, you know, put together in the early hours of the morning, because we were saying constitutionally, how could one woman be entitled to get this drug and others not, and the cost of it. So we were always working together. I say it all the time with Lorraine, Stephen, always working with Keane to try and see how we could help. And she was the inspiration. She was the driver. She was the person who always made sure that everyone that could be helped were helped. And as I say, I'll say it again, the amount of people she helped throughout the last number of years, many people who no one will ever know about, people who were referred on, and even sometimes it was just inspirational words, sometimes it would be a phone call, sometimes it would be a text, sometimes it would be, you know, a note to somebody. She constantly helped people, and she did so because of what she had gone through. She wanted to make sure that Ireland was a better place, that some good would come of this. And my God, had some good come of her, because her legacy for this country is incredible.
Certainly has. Alan, thanks again for joining us. And Cian O'Carroll, the solicitor who represented Vicky in her High Court case. Thank you to Cian. And Ruth has been in touch to say Vicky Phelan was a warm, kind, wonderful person with the courage of a lion. I had the privilege of meeting her in Clontarf Castle. She hugged me and I will cherish it for the rest of my life. And our deepest sympathies to Jim, to Amelia, to Dara and to Vicky's parents and all of the people whose lives she touched since she began her campaigning in 2018. It's the sad news of the death of Vicky Phelan. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as we've been hearing, tributes have been flooding in for Vicky Phelan, who has died this morning. Vicky was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2014 and became a prominent campaigner in subsequent years after settling her High Court case in 2018. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Gabriel Scally, author of the Cervical Check Report, which was the hugely significant piece of work instigated by Vicky Phelan's powerful call for an investigation into the entire cervical screening system. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Gabriel. What are your own thoughts this morning on hearing this news?
Well, I'm sad, of course. She's a great woman, and I'm very privileged to have known her and worked with her on the inquiry. And she was enormously helpful to me, and she has had a remarkable effect, I think. Not just, you know, around Cervical Check, but some of the things that she exposed, such as the issue about being patients being told when something goes wrong and having a right to know when something goes wrong, and that openness and the demand that women in particular, and we've had a whole series of scandals affecting women's health in Ireland, has really brought women's health to the fore. And I think in years to come she'll be regarded as having a really seminal influence on healthcare in Ireland and changing it towards a much more patient, sensitive and respectful system.
And she leaves a huge legacy. You know, you've encapsulated it very well, but that is a significant legacy for one person to leave behind, isn't it?
It is tremendous, but she was such a tough woman, you know, beyond belief, really. I first met her the day I was appointed, and the day after I was appointed, and I wanted to see her as soon as the government had asked me to do this, and she was delighted to meet me, and she met me in a room in the hospital where she was in having her first treatment, and I couldn't believe that she was doing that in the hospital on that day, a really important day. Having her one of her first of her series of treatments she was having, and she was absolutely clear about what she wanted, and she wanted the whole thing exposed and opened up to daylight, and for women to have a right to know what happened to them, and when things went wrong, to have an opportunity of saying, well, I want someone to really say they're sorry for this, to admit and tell the truth. And she was so keen on getting the truth out to people and patients having that right to truth. She was a fantastic woman.
So you were left in no doubt. You said she was very tough, you know, meeting you while she was having her first treatment in the hospital. You were left in no doubt, it sounds, Gabriel, at that first meeting, that you were dealing with a force of nature here.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's a very gendered term, Claire. We always talk about, you know, women being a force of nature, they happen to stand up for themselves, but she did stand up for herself and for the women of Ireland as well. And she knew that her chances of surviving the cancer and so on weren't great, but she gave every ounce of energy she could possibly do. And she wasn't afraid to tell me when she thought I was going wrong and give me advice about what I needed to concentrate on and who I needed to talk to. And she was just, she did so much, I think. And I, as I say, she will be regarded, I think, as someone who's made a really fundamental shift. And with a duty to respect that contribution and also carry on that contribution. This Thursday is World Day for the Eradication of Cervical Cancer. And that's a big day for Ireland, because Ireland should now really be in the vanguard of getting rid of of cervical cancer for once and for all. Mm-hmm. And that's how she would want to be remembered. She would want to be remembered for the good that she did for the women coming after her.
I mentioned earlier, you know, her energy, you know, despite everything that she was going through herself and the strength that she showed in her campaigning work. It was truly remarkable, Gabriel, I think you'd agree.
Oh, it was incredible. And and her ability to remain cheery and joyful about things that were happening and good things were happening, and angry about when she didn't think things were going well, was truly remarkable. And she didn't really let her illness interfere with that strength. And in fact, I think, you know, her absolute commitment to that gave her strength, and it gave her strength when she saw things shifting and things moving, and all the women coming forward and being told properly what happened to them, and being able to seek redress for what happened, and also seeking the truth, really. And she took, I think she took real strength from the other women that she worked so closely with.
Are you happy that enough action has been taken on foot of your report?
Well, within the next week or two, Claire, I'm going to be reporting on the progress that has been made, and there has been progress made, and there's still some things that I think that need to be sorted out, but it's an ongoing process, and I'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. But now I think we all have to salute the woman that was Vicky Keating.
Absolutely, and may she rest in peace. Gabriel, thank you for taking our call. Dr. Gabriel Scally.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.